UC Berkeley, Johns Hopkins Plot Against ICE Guidelines for Foreign Students. By Tom Sikata on July 9, 2020. Students and faculty at both UC Berkeley and Johns Hopkins University are working on plans that will counter recently published ICE guidelines that require foreign students to return to their home country if they are enrolled in online courses this fall. According to a report by Campus Reform, students and faculty at UC Berkeley and Johns Hopkins University are devising plans to fight back against recent ICE guidelines that may force foreign students to return to their home country. ICE announced on Monday that all foreign students that are enrolled at an American university for a fall semester that will occur online will be asked to leave the country. Now, universities around the nation are scrambling to organize small in-person courses that may serve as a loophole for foreign students facing deportation. Johns Hopkins University told students this week that it will likely offer in-person courses for foreign students so that they can circumvent the ICE guidelines. UC Berkeley Chancellor Carol Christ argued this week that the ICE guidelines are inconsistent with the university's inclusive community. These requirements run counter to our values of being an inclusive community and one that has a long tradition of welcoming international students from around the globe. International students enrich campus life immeasurably through their participation in classes, research collaborations, and extracurricular activities, Christ argued. Christ went as far as to suggest that UC Berkeley will explore legal options to protect foreign UC Berkeley students from compliance with the guidelines. "We will explore all of our options, legal and otherwise, to counter the deleterious effects of these policies that impact the ability for international students to achieve their academic goals. It is not only important for UC Berkeley but for all of higher education across the U.S. to take every step possible to mitigate these policies that send a message of exclusion to our international community of scholars. We will partner with our professional associations to advocate for sound legislation that continues to support international educational exchange," Christ continued. Breitbart News reported this week that Harvard University President Lawrence Bacow argued that the guidelines may force foreign students to transfer to a university that will offer in-person courses this fall. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.